Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Thanks to every one of you. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America running along. And we appreciate greatly the over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women driving the 18-wheelers coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as the bulk mail haulers from the U.S. Post Office, Felix and the gang out there hauling the mail here, there, and everywhere. And, of course, we've got our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and hauling the diesel and hauling other things, too, fuel-related. Thanks very much, Tom, and your crew. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also follow us on Parler. You can also follow us on MeWe, Gab, Getter, the Truth Social social media. That's Donald Trump's group. Also on Twitter. Also on Instagram. And our code name over there is Captain's America. That's all you got to do is type in Captain's America, and you'll find us that way. So don't forget also our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us from California, where it's probably 95 degrees in the shade, and he can't see where he's going because it's dark out, is Kyle Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. What do you think? What do you think?
Yes, thank you, Captain. That's right.
All right, what do you think?
Yeah, well, it's actually
well, they're acting up over there because it's 84 degrees on the porch tonight. It's a beautiful night, and the aircraft have been taken off. I guess they've had some late flights tonight, so they've been ready doing what they're doing. But there you go. All right, and let's say the pledge, and then we'll get to a caller. You ready?
I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we got to throw this out there first, and then we'll get to our caller. It's getting dangerous to be a candidate. Congressman Lee Zeldin, a New York congressman from Long Island, was campaigning at an event near Rochester, New York, and a guy came up on stage with some sort of sharp device. I happened to see what it was. It looks to me like one of those weird knives that they have over in the Orient. The Chinese and the Vietnamese used to have those. We used to see those cylindrical knives with jagged edges on them. And that's what it kind of looked like to me. But anyway, the congressman was able to stop the guy that was swinging his hand with it in his hand. And he is ex-military, so he probably knew something to do. And then, of course, his handlers got up on stage and took the guy down.
Well, that's right. It's very dramatic, seeing the video there as Zeldin was, giving his talk, and then suddenly a guy gets up on stage, and at first people thought that he might be part of the crew, maybe making an adjustment to something, but someone then evidently yelled out, "Captain, he's not with them," and that's when the ruckus started. We understand that the individual was actually taken down by a man named Joe Chenelly. He's the national director for AMVETS. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
Well, doesn't hurt to have that type of experience. But the congressman is okay. Lee Zeldin, of course, he is running for governor on the GOP side. I don't know where he fares and everything, but I got to thinking to myself, we just don't need to have this kind of stuff. And hopefully anybody that's listening, especially my friends up in New York, and I got an affiliate right there near Rochester, anybody that's listening, this is terrible. And we feel your pain down here in Florida, believe me when I tell you. So please, please, please be careful. Check your surroundings. And if something doesn't look right, challenge it.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Captain.
All right, let's go to the phone line because we got the wannabe, could be, used to be, might be mayor of Clearwater on the line here, and it's Mr. Mike. Hello there, Mr. Mike.
Hi, Captain. Hi, Kyle. Thank God for the congressman because same situation in Japan, but unfortunately the former prime minister did not fare so well, so it just shows us that security has to be beefed up. And
well, he got shot.
Right, but the thing is, the guy was still able to get up behind him, just like with the congressman. But anyway, the reason why I called, just a few things. Uncle Joe told us, you get vaccinated, you get boosted, you're not going to get the virus. Well, Uncle Joe was vaccinated and boosted. Uncle Joe got the virus. Then you have the mayor of New York the other day said that it's costing the city a fortune to have these illegal immigrants come and for the city to take care of them. And then Muriel Bowser, who is another as liberal as you can be, said that they're filling up the homeless shelters of D.C. and it's not fair for the taxpayers to have to foot the bill for these illegal people. And then finally, here's what I want to know from you, Kyle. Now, Uncle Joe said, supposedly he slipped and he said, "That's why I have cancer." The White House says, no, he was talking about...
All right, you got 10 seconds. You're going to get cut off.
So, Kyle, do you really think he has cancer? Is that something we don't know? Thank you so much.
All right, Kyle, you hang on, and folks, we'll get to that when we come back. And I've got a clip of Joe Biden saying all the different things that he's got or didn't have or might have or could have or wanted to have, whatever. But we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Fair Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
If I'm elected president, you're going to see the single most important thing that changes America is we're going to cure cancer.
Did you overpromise to the American public what you could achieve in your first year in office?
Look, I didn't overpromise, and what I have probably outperformed what anybody thought would happen. I'm not going to shut down the country. I'm going to shut down the virus.
You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations. You're not going to get COVID.
I'm going to shut down the virus. I'm going to shut down the virus.
You're not going to get COVID. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
I'll tell you what, I think Joe's a little wrong there. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Don't forget, MyPillow's got the BOGO extravaganza still going on. Buy one, get one. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who changed the quality of their sleep with the MyPillow products. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free pricing on the MyPillow Giza bed sheets. Don't forget the Giza Elegance MyPillows, too. Buy one, get one. The six-piece bat towel set. It fits me. It'll fit you. Buy one, get one. And let's not forget also the beach towels that he's got now. And the Roll and Go Anywhere, My Pillows, and so much more. Now just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code CAPTAIN or call 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Now don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. When it's gone, it's gone. And you'll also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. The number again, 800-641-5459, or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code CAPTAIN. See what they got.
plenty of stuff to take advantage of and have yourself a great summer with some great products. All right, Kyle, you're back.
Hey, Captain.
Well, how'd you like that little liner?
I love it. I love it.
How many times did he say, if you've been vaccinated, you're not going to get COVID? How many times did he say it? Half a dozen?
Several. Yes, many, many times. That's right.
All right, so now I'll let you answer Mike's question after you heard all that.
Well, thanks, Captain. Yeah, and thanks, Mike, for the phone call. Yeah, does President Biden really have cancer? I mean, he said that he did, but he also told that same story, but that conclusion was that he had asthma. So I don't know that he necessarily has cancer per se, but I do think that this is a much more concerning factor in the sense that he's telling this and almost offhandedly says that he has cancer. I'm wondering if this is really more of a function of whatever cognitive issue he's experiencing and not necessarily a revelation that he really does, in fact, has been diagnosed with cancer.
Well,
of course, the White House went out and said, it was skin cancer before.
Yes, it was skin cancer before, and he did have some lesions removed. He did have that done. That was the former cancer that he actually had. Now, has it come back? I don't know. Is it still going on? I don't know. We haven't been able to, have been privileged to that information. So we would have to speculate, and I can't speculate on something as serious as that. But I do believe that he screwed up. I believe he said something that he remembered that he thought was currently going on, but maybe it wasn't. Because I don't think he knows what the hell he's saying half the time anymore. And that's because of the dementia.
Right. Yeah, that's right. It appears that he struggles in so many ways. And this is a real serious thing. I mean, because on top of being president of the United States and a politician and so forth, he's a person. And we're watching this person go through this. And it's very disturbing to watch what's happening to Joe Biden, the man.
But it's not surprising based on the fact that he's been getting worse, and that's what happens. It reacts differently with different people. Some people are able to control it a little better. And remember, Ronald Reagan had some of this too, and we watched what happened to him when he started to lose his memory.
Exactly right. And then years later, he said that, he'd come out with the Alzheimer's and so forth and wrote a very poignant letter to the American people. The press and the people and the left and so forth were vicious against Ronald Reagan. And I'm hoping that as we point out what we're observing with Joe Biden, we're not including that kind of viciousness because, again, this is we're talking about a very important issue having to do with the leader of the free world, having to do with whether or not he says things that immediately can be reacted to by our enemies in the world. When he says, yes, we're going to militarily defend Taiwan. It is a massive change of policy on the fly. And then that's just one example where suddenly everybody else can start reacting to something like that. But if you're not suffering from those kinds of conditions, then you would never say such a thing, that kind of stuff.
All right. Well, I found something out by a trucker that called me and told me, he said, do you know what's going on at the ports in California, especially around Los Angeles? And I said, no, tell me. And he said, we have our truckers out here. Remember the ones that were being put out of service and told that they couldn't work anymore because they had to have certain things done to their equipment and their hours of service changed and they had to be connected with a single company. It couldn't be a private operator anymore and that sort of stuff, even though they had their own authority. And it appears that for two of the days this week so far, and even again yesterday, because I found out they were still doing it, there's been a work slowdown and a blockage at the port entrance right there outside Los Angeles. I want to say it's Wilmington, but I'm not sure exactly which port it is there. It's a container port, and they've ground everything to a halt.
Well, that's right. We're talking about, I think, the California gig worker law, which is called
85.
That's right. And also, this affects some 70,000 truckers. This is no small effect in the trucking world. And so that's right. I think they're trying to obviously make their voice heard on this.
Well, Walmart, Target, Lowe's, all the different big box retailers. They get these containers that come in out there in the West Coast. That's where they predominantly come in, because that's the closest place for them to come from, China and Southeast Asia, where the stuff comes from. And this is really, really going to put a kink in a lot of the displays and a lot of the things that you would normally find at one of the big box stores. Their product won't be there because they're not delivering it, because they can't get into the port to get it.
Well, exactly right. We understand. I believe there was also a protest at the Port of Oakland as well.
That would make sense.
And you're right, Captain. In fact, I was at a large retail big box store just a few days ago, and we were noticing that the shelves, not all over the store, but in some parts of the store, it was significant that you would notice that it's not stocked as much as it, quote unquote, normally would be. So we are seeing these kinds of things happen. Or sometimes the grocery store doesn't have the particular product that you want. For example, and you got to wait a couple of days and then it'll be there. This kind of thing. So it's people are starting to see these things, and it's got to be concerning for them.
Now, you talked about the big blue city mayors, and Republicans on the House Homeland Security Committee wrote a note to their Democratic compadres, and they said, doesn't it feel great, referencing the problems they were now having with all the illegals showing up and running out of supplies and places for them to stay and all that sort of stuff.
Well, right. Yeah, I think what's happening with that, Captain, is obviously their ideology is their political thing. This is where they're trying to get support, they're trying to get votes, and they're being driven by that, and they're really actually trapped by their ideology in so many ways. But they can't hide the actual reality of what's happening in the world, and they can't somehow work around it, and now they start sort of suffering the consequences of the actual reality on the ground. It's kind of like defunding the police. Let's all defund the police, but it doesn't work. It actually makes things worse.
Jesse Waters' show last night, they had a man in the street in New York City, and he was specifically looking for illegals and finding them and interviewing them on the street about where they'd come from and how they got there. And these people were being flown up from the border, the southern border, and they were coming in by way of Chicago on planes that brought them over or wherever. It wasn't just a direct flight flying in there. So, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks are coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
The January 6th committee is holding its eighth public hearing, the latest in a series laying out the case that the Capitol riot was the result of then-President Donald Trump's attempt to overturn the election. The committee said today the hearing will focus on what happened during the 187 minutes between Trump's speech, during which he allegedly encouraged supporters to march to the Capitol, and his tweet encouraging rioters to head home. The hearing is featuring live testimony from two former Trump White House aides, Sarah Matthews and Matthew Pottinger, who both resigned over Trump's actions on the day of the riot.
I will now swear in our witnesses. The witnesses will please stand and raise their right hands.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, you've heard me telling you about Relief Factor for over 8 years. Now, why am I telling you about it, and why have I been talking about that long? Because that's how long I've been taking it, and it works for me. And I know that there are millions of people out there. Some people say it could be 100 million people struggling with some sort of pain, and that Relief Factor would help them. Now, maybe it's from exercise or getting older or an injury somewhere along the line, but I can tell you that the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot are on a mission to try to help you feel better. And you rarely see this kind of focus and commitment because they recently shared with me that they're doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they're going to do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with neck, back, shoulder, hip, knee, ankle, foot, leg pain, even general muscle aches and pains, then I'm suggesting that you order the 3-week quick start by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Order the 3-week quick start, still discounted after all these years, $19.95 in a 3-week quick start. That's about $1 a day to see if they can get you out of pain. And after that, it's less than a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. 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 And Kyle, why do we tell them that Relief Factor might be the way to go?
Because, Captain, all you have to lose is pain.
You betcha. And we're not kidding when we say that either, folks. I'm telling you, it works for me. You have my word on it. Kyle.
That's right.
Yep. Kyle, how can it be with so much cattle in America, we sometimes can't buy meat? Have you noticed that lately in the stores?
Yes, as a matter of fact, yeah.
And at the beginning of the pandemic, Costco and Wegmans and Kroger limited purchases of beef. Meanwhile, hundreds of Wendy's outlets were running out of hamburgers. Now, how in the hell could this be, said Congressman Thomas Massie, Republican of Kentucky. He said, the Wendy's were out of hamburgers, and right across the street in the pasture were cows, cattle. How could they possibly be running out of meat? That's a good question, but I'll tell you what, Kyle. In my humble opinion, it happens because of the stupid government rules that we have in place.
Well, right. And one would think, Captain, that the next logical thing to do would be a quick review of those government rules by the U.S. government, and certainly from the White House. Where's the president coming out to say, I'm going to find a way to streamline this so that we make sure that these meat shortages, you know, are a thing of the past very quickly? I would expect that, but I don't think we're going to see that.
No. Now, talking about COVID again, and the variant, we know that it's true that the immunization wanes over a period of time. New scientific research from the New England Journal of Medicine suggests that natural immunity lasts longer than immunity acquired from vaccines and is the preferred way to go. Now, the study, a case control analysis based on the data from Qatar, collected from December 23, 2021 through February 21, 2022, involved millions of people, including 4,306,862 who received at least two doses of the Pfizer vaccine, and some 893,671 people who received at least two doses of the Moderna vaccine, as well as unvaccinated individuals. And again, the people that came out with their immunity staying intact much longer were the people that had natural immunity. Now, I get my blood checked every other week so that I can give blood. And I still have an extremely high level of resistance inside my body. And I've had the vaccines, and they're over and done with, so to speak. But my immunity level is staying up.
That's really great, obviously, you know, to hear. But also, Captain, it's indicative of exactly what you're talking about right here, you know, having that kind of natural immunity and so forth. And, you know, I don't know the things you were just talking about there, but the control study analysis and so forth. That all sounds like science to me, but I don't know if the powers that be would ever accept science in terms of discussing COVID, because, Captain, you can't have the New England Journal of Medicine coming out and suggesting that natural immunity might be the better way to go, because to the powers that be, that might contradict their, quote, science.
Well, they are, and they did.
Yes. Well, exactly. You see, that's the whole problem that we've been facing since day one of this thing, is that if we're not allowed to go where the data takes you and where the science takes you, really for real. And I know Dr. Fauci, oh, there I said it. Dr. Fauci is claimed to be somehow science in some way.
Beware of the chat room.
That's right. We'll now have our eyes in the chat room for Jeff. Exactly. He might put something in the chat room there. But the idea is, since day one, you know, nobody's been able to see where the science actually goes, because there was a political answer primarily to COVID from the politicians. And you were simply shut down or told to sit down and shut up. Whereas when I was in school, Captain, we were taught to form a hypothesis and then find out if that works or not by gathering evidence.
All right. Well, stay low. Get ready to duck, because guess who's coming at us?
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course, of course. But when you think masks, you should think of healthcare providers needing them and people who are...
Now, California comes to mind in the students out there in San Diego.
Right, that's right.
We need to send them, we need to send them that tape. That was from February of this year, by the way.
And that's actually Fauci himself.
Yes.
Saying that. And in fact, Captain, right now, in fact, in Los Angeles, which is likely to go to the mask mandate here very, very quickly, the Los Angeles County Business Federation is now asking this to be rethought because they look at it as a heavy-handed, burdensome approach to business owners who would now have to enforce a new mask rule, you know. And so I don't think there's really a stomach for this out there, that suddenly everybody's going to have to go out and wear masks again.
Now, the House Judiciary Committee advanced a bill to ban assault weapons. The first time in two decades a congressional panel has actually moved to prohibit the sale, transfer, and possession of some of these more popular firearms that are out there. We are talking about, quote, end of quote, assault weapons. Now, we can only assume what that's going to be, and until I see what the law says, which I haven't seen yet, what they proposed, I'll just remain quiet about it, just report the fact that the House Judiciary Committee did advance that bill, and it's going to the House for a full vote, and then it'll go to the Senate, where I don't think it'll pass. What do you think?
Well, no, it could be very unlikely at this point. But, Captain, I think a lot of Americans would be asking the question, you know, here we go again. It's another slate of legislation, but is it going to have the impact that the politicians tell us, the Democrat politicians tell us that it's going to have? I think people across the country have lost faith in the notion that it necessarily will. But I do think, Captain, that they're looking for the idea that somehow criminals need to be targeted for possessing illegal firearms and not law-abiding American citizens who are exercising their Second Amendment rights. And, you know, until that happens, until that's the focus, I don't think the American people will take the Democrats seriously on this.
No, I doubt it. And here comes the music up in my ear. So, folks, hang on. And, Kyle, you hang on. And, folks, we'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming up with a report around the countryside, what's going on. We do have some rain to talk about, some severe thunderstorms that have been creating some havoc in certain parts of the country. Some big-time flooding going on, too, in a couple of areas. But we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Never mind, a girl can make me feel the way that you do.
Get ready. Remember that one, Kyle?
I do. Yes.
That was a really popular song back in the day. Really popular. And you could dance to it. You could have a really good time. And I remember doing all of the above. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by the Pilot and Fly J Truck Stops. They bring you our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. I'm just going to read this statement, give it to Kyle. Dangerous heat will continue affecting portions of the southwestern and south central and eastern United States as we approach the weekend. Severe thunderstorms are possible across sections of the plains and interior northeast on Friday into Saturday. Monsoonal moisture, again, locally heavy rains and individual flash floodings across portions of the southwest, southern Rockies, and down into the southeastern part of the U.S. where we currently have some life-threatening situations going on in, of all places, Alabama. And we'll tell you about that right after Kyle tells you about what's going on out west. Go for it.
Well, thank you, Captain. Over the last two or three mornings here, we've been looking at a lot of this moisture that's been affecting a lot of northern Mexico, just below the border of Arizona. Some of that moisture has been coming over into Arizona, but a lot of that's dissipated in terms of what's affecting any part of Arizona or southern New Mexico. So we just have a little bit of rain around Las Cruces, New Mexico right now, just a little bit, and then also a little bit that's looks like it's east of Sierra Vista. Now, that's also south of Tucson there in Arizona, with the bulk of the rain staying down in Mexico. But the picture could change here over the next couple of days, especially Sunday and Monday, at least in the Phoenix area. Looks like you might have the thunderstorms on the forecast. Las Vegas, Nevada, thunderstorms might start up around Monday and into Tuesday. So we will see some of that monsoonal moisture, I think, begin to gather and be in the southwest area there. Now, you mentioned the excessive heat. That continues. So especially around Phoenix, Tucson, you've got excessive heat warnings right now. This is going to head on up towards St. George in southern Utah. And as you head on up Interstate 15, as you head on up towards, I believe, Nephi, you've got the heat advisory going on right there. Also, if you're coming in off of I-70, coming out of Grand Junction over into Utah, you've also got a heat advisory as you continue on in I-70 into central Utah there. Also, excessive heat warnings back in Arizona now around Kingman. You've also got that going into parts of Southern California as you come across I-8 and I-10. Also, north of Los Angeles, we have excessive, or I should say, a hot and dry weather. Looks like the heat advisory for the Central Valley has dropped off, but we're still obviously seeing some pretty high temperatures. For example, right now, at this time of night in Fresno, it's still 85 degrees. In Bakersfield, it's 84. So obviously, we're still looking at some pretty high temperatures, triple digits for areas like that, maybe 104 degrees as we head into Friday. So be careful out there.
Well, it's 82 here right now, but we're not going to have 100-degree temperatures, so that's just us. Now, taking a look at the central part of the U.S., starting with Oklahoma and Nebraska. Central part of Nebraska, you've got going to have some really warm temperatures. There'll be some thunderstorms barreling through there. We do have some flood watches right now for the south central part of Nebraska, moving down to Kansas. Most of the state is under a severe thunderstorm watch and or flood watch. Some areas where there's streams over their banks, a little bit south and west of Kansas City for openers. And then the eastern half of Oklahoma, all the way down to the Texas line, you've got a number of areas there where there's some flash flood watches as well as severe thunderstorm watches. We've got Missouri tonight. Almost the whole state is under a heat advisory. Plus, again, coming later in the afternoon, there'll be rain affecting areas where they've already had some flash flood watches. And the southern part of Illinois, same thing. Western part of Kentucky, same thing. Most of Arkansas, same thing. Now, we've got a couple of flood warnings that are in Arkansas as you go up and down I-55 coming up out of Louisiana. And in Louisiana right now, the northern part of Louisiana, all the way across I-20, there are some areas there where there are some flood watches. Now, moving over into Mississippi, the central part of that state will be very warm. To the west of Jackson, coming in from the Louisiana area, we do have an area of some flooding, some low area flooding. But in Alabama, we have an area where we have flood warnings. We actually have flooding going on, serious flooding right now, in the southwestern corner of Alabama. And I'm going to try to zoom in on that a little bit and get a better idea. And then we've got flood warnings and flood watches that are going on right here. And this is all north of Mobile, north of Pensacola. But the Mobile Bay area, the northern part of the Mobile Bay area, has a marginal chance of flooding. And then over west, as I've said, Wiggins over into Mississippi, Collinsville over into Mississippi, Waynesboro over into Mississippi, and moving on up towards about 100 miles north of Mobile, you're going to have various areas up in there where you could be running into some situations when you get off the interstate. It's just predominantly off the interstate for flooding going on right now. They've had all kinds of rain. Now, we've had thunderstorms here in our area. They've long since stopped. Going up the East Coast, North Carolina, Cape Hatteras, as well as the Chesapeake Bay, and going further up the line, Delaware, New Jersey, you've got rain in those areas right now, scattered showers. You've got what appears to be flash flood watches up through that whole area as well. So be advised, it's going to be one of those nights and one of those days and one of those weekends. Kyle, you got about 30 seconds. Tell us about the pilot and Flying J.
Folks, don't forget to drop into Pilot or Flying J Travel Centers. And when you do, be sure to join their rewards program. You can find out more at pilotflyingj.com. You can download the My Rewards Plus app. You can also find out more about their RV services, which include RV fueling lanes, overnight parking, propane refill, and RV dumps. You definitely want to check that out. You also want to check out the My Rewards Plus app. It's easy to join, easy to download, easy to add your existing My Rewards card as well. PilotFlyingJ.com.
All righty. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, you're coming back. Hour number two with the Captain's America Third Watch. A whole bunch more stuff to talk about. When we come back, we're going to talk about Marco Rubio, who's introduced a bill allowing mothers to collect child support from the moment of conception. Wow. And Boris Johnson said goodbye to the Parliament in only a way that Boris Johnson could.
Warren, stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.